The Special Assessment District would help pay for upgrading the city's older, less efficient streetlights to LEDs. It's estimated that job would cost just over $1 million, money the city would rather put into providing services like police and fire protection. Mayor Paul Schreiber says the city has worked hard to be as efficient as possible, but still needs more revenue.
We're looking for a little bit more revenue, and other cities have done this. Garden City's done this. And it's a way of getting some revenue for a service that the city provides. And that revenue is going to go straight to our bottom line, straight to public safety, because the revenue goes to the general fund, which also provides police, fire protection, and things that everybody depends upon. So it's all to the public good.
City Council hasn't decided on an exact methodology for figuring out who would pay how much in a streetlight special assessment district, but it doesn't like the idea of a flat fee. Council seems to be leaning toward a system through which the perimeter measurements of a piece of property would determine which funding category it falls into. In one scenario, smaller parcels of land, such as residences, would pay about $52 more per year, while the city's largest pieces of land would be subject to an annual assessment of about $32,000 more per year. The city estimates it spends about $523,000 a year to operate and maintain its streetlights. Upgrading to LEDs should translate to a 30% savings to the city, or about $160,000 per year. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.